Mysterious Barricades by Francois Couperin. That was played by harpist Nancy Allen. I'm Gillian Martin. So glad to have your company for classical music on a Saturday.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, and thank you for listening to this beautiful classical programming. If talk programming of a different nature is something that might suit you, let me suggest some great opportunities for that here at 89.3 FM. Friday mornings from 10 until 11 a.m., it's the new WHFR Journal, hosted by Mr. Jay Koronick and sometimes special guest hosts, and you will find an opportunity there to hear the latest of what's going on here in Dearborn, in the community, some local news and views that you just don't want to miss. Also, Saturday mornings, 10 until 11, it's a show we call The Forum. Every week, it's a different opportunity to learn about different subjects. We have Metaphysically Speaking, Pet Lover's Lane, We Are Not Alone, and Then and Now. Great opportunities to learn a variety of bits of information that you just won't hear anywhere else. It's talk programming at its best right here on 89.3 FM.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, non-commercial radio from Henry Ford Community College.
This is WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to the show called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And as the name of the show implies, for the next hour, we will be speaking about all things metaphysical. And today, my special in-studio guest is Tatiana. Ooh, Tatiana, I like that name. And she is a certified angel therapy practitioner, medium, author, and a singer-songwriter. And with all that being said, I would just like to welcome you to the show, Tatiana. Thank you for being here, and how are you today?
I am doing great. Fabulous. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad you're doing fabulous. That's good. The first thing I want to know is Tatiana your real name, or is that your stage name?
That's my real name.
Really?
It goes along with Tatiana Lubitsa. That's my middle name.
All right.
It's for real.
All right. Can I see your driver's license? No, I'm just kidding. I trust you. Anyway, what is your definition of an angel? Can you tell us that?
Yes, an angel is a messenger from God.
Mm-hmm. And as a messenger, what do angels do?
Well, angels have messages for us from Spirit and from God, and they're also there to help us fulfill our charts and fulfill our purposes here on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Fulfill our charts? What do you mean by that?
Well, some people believe that we choose the lessons that we want to learn in this lifetime, and we even pick some of the people to learn those lessons through.
Mm-hmm.
And so the angels will help you stay on your chart and help mm-hmm. you fulfill your purpose.
Mm-hmm. So they act as guides along the way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you describe an angel as a spirit guide, perhaps? Is that another name for an angel?
Well, angels really aren't spirit guides. They're angels.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
They are separate entities?
Yes. Yes. Some people sometimes will say, that's more of an affectionate term for, oh, that's my angel, or that's, mm-hmm. you know, that spirit guide is like an angel to me. But, yeah, they are separate. I believe they are separate.
Mm-hmm. So they're not quite the same thing.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Even though angels can come to you and help you through difficult times?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But they're not allowed to intervene unless we ask for their help.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you, in essence, pray for help from the angels?
Yeah. The way that I do it is usually I pray, I ask God and the angels to help me with whatever I need help with.
Mm-hmm.
And I also ask for them to help whoever else I may be wanting to help
mm-hmm.
or send some love to.
Uh-huh. And how do they help you? Do they, I don't know, perhaps give you messages, or do you have dreams garnering different information?
Well, Archangel Michael can help a lot during our sleep, because when we're sleeping, we're really, really open.
Mm-hmm.
And especially that time right when we're getting up, as we are waking up and we're not really awake yet, there's that point of consciousness there where we're really, really open. And a lot of times people have said that they've heard a voice, they've heard their name being called upon awakening. Because you're still really, really close to that consciousness, that open consciousness. So you can get a message. You get it, if you're getting repetitious messages about, like, let's say, I should eat more vegetables, I should eat more vegetables, I should eat more vegetables, that is a message from the angels. And before I came here today, I asked the angels to guide me if there were any messages that they wanted me to pass along during our interview. And the very first one is from Archangel Zadkiel, and it's about clairaudience. And it's about noticing those repetitious messages that you're getting, whether it's about your diet or it's about calling a relative, like, if the relative keeps popping up in your mind, you know, I should call so-and-so, I should call. That's a sign. That's a message from an angel.
Mm-hmm. So that's something that you should follow up on if you keep getting these messages?
Yeah, absolutely. And your call to your relative could be very, very healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, hi, you know, I just wanted to tell you that I missed you and I love you. And
right.
Yeah.
It can be therapeutic for both parties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you wake up and you hear strange voices, it might be actually angels talking to you, like calling your name, something like that?
It could be.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
How are angels created? I mean, obviously people pass away. Now, are these just spirits that have passed away? Or how would you really say angels are created? Is this something that's in the realm of heaven?
Well,
how would you describe it?
Angels are not deceased loved ones.
No.
No. They're not. And so they are, spirit guides and angels are different.
Mm-hmm. So angels are a separate entity, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as opposed to just spirit guides or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they created? I mean, is this something that is just done on a random basis?
Well, I would say that they're created by God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good enough.
Yeah.
And what are some of the other messages that you received before you did this show as far as what the angels told you to mention?
Well, let's see. I think there are a lot of people out there that think that they're not really in touch with their intuition, and they're not really in touch with God, and they're not, they, you know, how, I don't really know. I can't, they don't really trust that they can be in tuned. And so that was the very first card that I pulled. I think there are a lot of people that are listening to the show that doubt their ability to do that. And mm-hmm. so that was one of the messages. And the other one, this is a really important message of that all is well, that we have a really, I know for myself, I really have to watch this, and I think there are a lot of us out there that are really thinking that we were supposed to be doing something else, or we're supposed to be getting somewhere, we've got to acquire something, or, you know, we've got to, you know, make more money, and we've got to be better at what we do, and pull ourselves up by the britches and get to it. And the angels really want us to know that we can relax mm-hmm. and feel joyful and feel happy and let ourselves be, that all is well, that we're exactly where we're supposed to be. Because if you're always thinking about where you were supposed to be and what you were supposed to get, you're really not, you know, where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the other messages that I got. And, you know, that's a really nice message. That was one for me as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you consult with angels on a daily basis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. And I recommend that in the beginning of your day, you ask God mm-hmm. to help you with your day and to give you signs, and call on the angels as well. Angels, help me today. Be with me today. And begin to see how you want your day to go. Begin to intend how you want your day to go. And they will absolutely be there with you, because we, you know, need to call on them if we mm-hmm. want their help.
Mm-hmm. Do you contact angels through meditation, perhaps?
Yes, I believe you can.
Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. is that the normal channel that they come to you, or is it just something that you receive information upon awakening? How does that happen?
Well, if I'm doing a reading on someone, mm-hmm. once I say the prayer to God and say the prayer to angels, to the angels, to continue to make me an open channel, once I, you know, turn that channel on, like we were saying, mm-hmm. turning that dial to that frequency, turning the dial to Angels 101, the information starts to come in, and it's really my job, and anybody who is in that state where you're giving a reading and you're wanting to connect, to trust the information that you get, to trust the information.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it seems weird, and even if it seems strange or, you know, typical, you really want to just say, I'm seeing a plate of spaghetti, you know, whatever mm-hmm. that means, or they're showing me a watch.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, so.
So it could be symbolic as well as literal, some of the
absolutely.
Things that you see.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what is angel therapy?
Angel therapy is a way to access healing through connecting with your angels. There are ancient techniques that have been renamed and, you know, put in different packages, or just, I should say, just put out there a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And angel healing is about connecting with your angels and allowing for whatever healing is needed for the person that you're working on.
Mm-hmm. So you are certified. Who certifies you, and how do you get certified?
Well, Doreen Virtue certified me, and she is the lady who does the certification in angel therapy and also angel intuitive, and it's called different things in different countries,
mm-hmm.
I hear.
Mm-hmm. But it's the basic same premise, in that angels possess the same qualities in any country?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's worldwide. Okay. Well, that's good. And right now, I just want to take a brief time out and let everybody know that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the show called Metaphysically Speaking. I am your host, Mike Holloway, and today my special guest is Tatiana. And she is a certified angel therapy practitioner, a medium, author, and singer-songwriter. And right now we're talking primarily about angels. But just by listening all those things that you do, you seem to be a very busy lady. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Keeps you active. Mm-hmm. Keeps you out of trouble, usually anyway. Now, what I wanted to know, too, is when you do an angel reading, do you sense that there are angels around you? How does that work?
I actually call in the angels before I do a reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask for them to come into the space. And a lot of times I will feel, if you feel like a heaviness,
mm-hmm.
in the energy around you, or a lot of times with Archangel Michael, it feels really, the energy is really intense,
mm-hmm.
because he's a very, you know, he's the warrior angel. He's mm-hmm. the hero of God.
Mm-hmm.
And his name means he who is like God, and he comes in with the sword, and he's really, his energy is very assertive. So I can feel like that heat. You can feel heat
mm-hmm.
in the room. A lot of times I will feel popping in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
I hear my, I'm primarily clairaudient and clairsentient, and which means clairaudient means hearing the guidance, and clairsentient means feeling the
mm-hmm.
guidance. And so I will get popping in my ear, and then the information comes in through my right ear.
Mm-hmm. So that's where it always comes in, through your right
Pretty
ear?
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, do you work with some of the angels? I mean, you mentioned the Archangel Michael. I mean, is he someone you work with primarily, or are there other angels that also give you messages?
Yes, I like to work with Raziel a lot. Raziel mm-hmm. is the keeper of the esoteric mysteries.
Okay.
And I love working with him because it helps me to stay clear. And it helps me, when I'm working with Raziel, I feel as if I'm tapping into just, you know, really, really great information, you know, great mm-hmm. metaphysical information that I'm not even aware. Like when you get ringing in your ears
mm-hmm.
a lot,
right.
that is information being downloaded
mm-hmm.
into you from the angels. That's
mm-hmm.
intuitive guidance. And it comes in, and a lot of people think that they're getting that ringing in their ears, but it's information coming in. And so, you can ask, can you, you know, take it back a notch? Can you take it back a notch? And a lot of times when I'm working with Raziel, that's what I get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get that really intense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I know that I have access to information that I may not necessarily be able to read on a paper, but it's being downloaded.
Mm-hmm. So do you just sense who is communicating with you, or do you actually receive some type of name that you know this is the angel that you're working with at this time?
They're just with me.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can sense who's who. Is that it?
Yeah. A lot of times I'll get, I'll know that somebody's working with Archangel Michael because I'll mention it and they'll say, yeah, I work with Archangel Michael a lot. Or I'll mention Archangel Raphael, who's the healing angel. And they'll say, yeah, I work with Raphael. I'm a healer. A lot
mm-hmm.
of healers, a lot of, people that do energy work and things like that work with Raphael a lot
mm-hmm.
as their angel.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the things that the angels tell you about a person? When you meet a client, what's some of the information that angels can help people with?
Well, a lot of the times it has to do, for me, it begins with the body. And I will get messages about, you know, the aches and the pains start coming, and different areas of the body, like, I remember one time I was reading someone who ended up having, I think she had like 5 heart surgeries, and the whole time I was reading her, I was just like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, my chest was killing me. But I'll get messages about, did you start doing that yoga? Do you exercise? Did you just start an exercise program? Or did you recently stop eating dairy? Or did you recently stop, you know, just allergies will come. And a lot of the times it's confirmations of the very deepest things that someone I'm reading, the thing that's on their mind
mm-hmm.
is what starts to come up. And they get a confirmation, ah, okay, I knew that. Mm-hmm. So it comes out that way a lot.
Mm-hmm. Do you surprise people with some of the information you come up with?
I surprise myself.
Really? Is that good or bad, or it just is, right?
It just is.
You just go with the flow, so to speak.
Especially some of the weird stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Some of the things that you don't feel you should mention, but you do anyway.
Yeah, you do, because it's part of the session. You know, mm-hmm. I have to mention that because that's what they want me to mention.
Right. So you don't hold back any information, whether it's good or bad?
I am intending for positive healing information to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the kinds of readings that I do.
Right.
So I don't have tragic information coming through.
Mm-hmm. So you don't feel the need sometimes to perhaps guide somebody if you feel they're going to be in a dangerous situation fairly soon? You don't mention something like that?
Well, I've never actually had that happen to me,
mm-hmm.
but I have had, I will see people in their cars. The angels will show me a picture of someone in their car, and maybe they're drinking a cup of coffee, and they're smoking, and they're listening to the radio, and they're doing all these things, and I'll paint the picture, and mm-hmm. I'll say, you know, the angels want you to really stop multitasking when you're driving, you know, pay attention on the road,
mm-hmm.
type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was, you know, any information that was close to what you were just saying, it would come like that.
Mm-hmm. So it just might be some advice or perhaps a little bit of a warning.
Mm-hmm.
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 Nothing really like, well, don't go here or don't do this. Nothing that intense.
I've never had that type of information come through.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good though, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't really want to be the bearer of bad news, I'm sure, you know.
Well, I would say protect yourself in this situation, mm-hmm. that it may come through like that, you know, protect yourself.
Always protect yourself.
That may come through, say a client is going into a situation where there are people there that maybe aren't of the same kind of energy, or, you know, like a family situation, a crazy family situation. And, you know, I may say, protect yourself,
mm-hmm.
when, you know, going in. Mm-hmm. Protect yourself with love.
Right. Now, when you do a reading, do you actually see angels as well around people or spirits or anything like that?
Well, I see angels with my mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
I may see Archangel Michael around someone.
Mm-hmm.
I will see deceased loved ones around someone in my mind's eye. I will get a letter when I'm doing a reading or a name,
mm-hmm.
Or I'll get a picture of someone. Occasionally, I will see spirit guides, occasionally, and mm-hmm. I'll say, you have a spirit guide, but that's not primarily what I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you see auras around people at all?
I don't actually see them with my mind's eye, but I have seen colors around someone. Like if you see the color blue around someone,
mm-hmm.
Can mean that they are a healer or a speaker or a musician. I have seen colors around people like that.
Mm-hmm. So different colors mean different things, I take it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you give a reading, do you use cards, or is it mostly intuitive that these things that you speak about, that you tell a client, again, is that through the cards or just through your own intuition?
Well, it's a little of both.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little of both. And really, you know, I'm making myself a channel. I'm making myself a channel for the things that person needs to hear.
Mm-hmm.
The healing that they need, the messages that they need, the confirmation that they need. And I start with a prayer and holding hands. And then I will have the person I'm reading take my angel cards and get their energy on them, and I ask them to shuffle the cards, and I ask them to pick as many cards as they feel called to pick. And no, I've never had anybody pull 20 cards.
Yeah, how many cards are in the deck?
40.
Oh, 40? No.
Yeah.
Or they could just pull all 40 and say, here you go.
There may actually be 44. I don't know. I've never counted.
Oh, really?
But like if you are shuffling your deck,
mm-hmm.
and a card pops out, that card is meant for you. Mm-hmm. But if the whole deck falls down, they're not all meant for you.
Right, right. But now you feel that whatever information you do receive is something that the person should hear.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Because otherwise you wouldn't be getting that information in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to take the chance. Even if it's something that doesn't resonate, I still need to say it. And I've had people say, no, that doesn't sound like me, or that, you know, I've done readings on people and I'll get, no, that doesn't sound like me. No, that doesn't sound like me. No, that. And then I'll say, oh, maybe I'm not supposed to be reading this person. Like if I'm doing a party and I'm reading a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, those readings are somebody sitting across from me,
Okay. Literally
like challenging me, mm-hmm. you know, well, let's just kind of see what. So that energy makes it hard
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
So now when somebody sits down and I sense that they're maybe doing it because somebody wanted them to get a reading or they don't really believe it, I'll say, do you really want a reading today? Because I don't want to work that hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? It's hard work if you have to.
It's really hard work.
Overcoming these things, yeah.
Yeah. I remember reading someone one time and I thought the reading was not good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, and I knew she was challenging me, but she said she wanted a reading, right? And at the end, she had a friend that had passed on that gave their name to say mm-hmm. hello. And it was like, thank you, Jesus, you know, thank you.
Yes, I have some good information now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever really freaked somebody out with information that you've provided?
I don't think so. And no. If I have, I don't remember, because I have to say a lot of times I'm challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm channeling
mm-hmm.
the information.
And you're challenging as well, too,
yes,
right?
Sometimes. I'm challenging. Yes, it depends on who you talk to.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So people put up these walls and they say, okay, let's see you get around these walls and see how good you are.
Usually at a party.
Mm-hmm. After they've had a few adult beverages, is that it?
Yes.
They cop an attitude like, okay, let's see what you got. Yeah.
But when someone comes to my house,
mm-hmm.
it's usually not that energy at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My ear just popped, yeah.
Right. Okay. Is that literally it just popped
well,
just now?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean again?
That means that the information is being downloaded.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. So it's like your own mini computer almost.
It really is.
In a way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that angels can take on the form of human beings or people can act as angels on Earth?
I believe that angels can take human form.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, and I've heard stories like that. I've read stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, I've just heard stories myself and I've talked to people and seemingly for no reason, people have come into their lives for a short period of
mm-hmm.
time, and they've really helped them out. And some of these people do consider the fact that quite possibly these people were angels that came into their life just at the right time to help them achieve something or help them through a difficult situation.
Yeah.
And they're very thankful. So that is possible, do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it can happen anytime, anywhere?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think those times when you hear about the loved one that lifted up the back of the car
right.
over,
right.
you know, someone that was in an accident, mm-hmm. I believe that that is, you know, that's the angels helping
right.
big time.
For helping to provide that strength that uh-huh. they need to lift up the car.
Superhuman strength, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Or react to any emergency situation, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Falling asleep in your car.
Right. Well, that's not a good thing. That's happened to me a few times, but I won't go into that right now.
You had your angel. You made it.
Yes, right. Well, yes and no. I won't go into it. But anyway,
okay.
I do want to remind everybody that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is a program called Metaphysically Speaking, and my special guest today is Tatiana, and she is a certified angel therapy practitioner, medium, author, singer, songwriter, and I am Mike Holloway, and I am the host of this program. And what do you do as far as when you do a reading? Do people usually come to your homes, or do you go to their homes? How does that work?
People can schedule private sessions with me at my home.
Mm-hmm.
I do also events and gatherings and also phone readings.
Mm-hmm. How long does a reading typically last?
Well, they can be Usually the maximum is an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You usually don't go past that?
I have a few times, but usually it's an hour's max.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have people coming to you on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there any set time? Would you suggest once every couple of months, once a year?
Once every 3 months is good. I certainly don't want someone coming all the time because, you really need to just pull on your own guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think when somebody's coming a lot like that, it indicates that they need to trust themselves and I'm not going to see somebody a lot.
Mm-hmm. Have you had that happen in the past where people call you all the time trying to find out information, maybe on either
relatives?
Daily or weekly? Well, relatives or clients,
are you seeing
anybody.
Anything for me?
Yeah. Well, you know, just to bother you on a daily basis or a weekly basis. Do you just say, get a life or something like that?
I usually just laugh or
I'm sure they appreciate that.
I don't give free readings or if I had information for you, I would tell you, honey, you know.
Yeah, and I don't, so goodbye. Click. Yeah. Real subtle, you know. And don't call me again, right. Yeah. But how much do you charge for a reading?
I charge $100 for an hour and $55 for a half hour.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been doing this?
Well, let's see, professionally since 2002.
Okay. Yeah. And unprofessionally?
Ever since I was, you know, young enough to be sensitive and be sensing what was going on with everybody else.
Mm-hmm. So as a young child, you knew that you had some type of intuition?
As a young child, I always felt different.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt different. I felt odd.
Okay, because you had special gifts?
I was really sensitive as a young child, and I used to see, I saw an angel above my bed when I was five, mm-hmm. and it's just scared the living daylights out of me, and I think that's when I shut down my vision as far as seeing from my eyes and not from my third eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really, really scary for me. But I saw my grandfather in my room once, and I was just like, you know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It just scares you.
Right.
You know.
Now, I'm assuming your grandfather was deceased and his spirit came to visit you. Not
yes.
He himself was actually in your room. I just was curious about that. But, yeah, so, I mean, you do see spirits and sense spirits, or you have in the past?
Yes, I have, and I really just want to sense the angels.
Mm-hmm.
I just really want to be dealing with the angels.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to concentrate on any negative vibrations whatsoever?
No, I don't. You know, my grandmother comes to me a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I will, her name will pop in my head. You know, when a deceased loved one's name pops into your head,
mm-hmm.
they're around.
Right.
You know, and they're trying to communicate with you.
Right.
And I may smell like what her signature dish was. I may actually smell like what she used to cook that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's her.
Mm-hmm. Just by simple things like that.
Yeah.
So it may not be a name. It could be virtually anything that you could associate with a person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So does that work out pretty well? I mean, the fact that you just can sense these different things. And anybody can do this, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all have it.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to learn how to trust it.
Right. And develop it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But anybody can be an angel practitioner?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that everybody is psychic to a certain degree?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And if you tell yourself, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, then you're not going to be.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's all there is to it.
That's right.
Because that's something you tell yourself and it becomes so.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So are there angels that are assigned to people that work with them all the time, do you know? Or is it just on a rotating basis, you know, somebody has an angel come to them? Or do they actually work with certain angels on a consistent basis?
Well, I think that there are angels that are assigned to us at birth.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm reading somebody, I'm not really looking for what angels they have around them. Like somebody may say, what angels do I have around me? I'm really geared. I'm looking for the archangels.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that there are angels. If you're working, if you've asked to work on, let's say you're working on going to school,
mm-hmm.
there very likely could be an angel that is specifically working with you
mm-hmm.
to help you do what you need to do for that and get through that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are angels that you can call on that you can intentionally bring in. Archangel Uriel is really good for taking tests.
Mm-hmm.
And for information, because Uriel would just give you the next step. And he's really good with facts and information and equations and things like that. So I think it works both ways.
Mm-hmm. So that could be good for college students coming
Absolutely.
Up the new school year.
Absolutely. Know? Another really good one for college students would be Archangel Jophiel, because I
mm-hmm.
think it gets overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Archangel Jophiel is the feng shui angel, the clutter angel.
Okay. Really? I need to invoke his name.
I need
definitely.
To invoke,
you know.
Feng Shui.
Yeah, okay.
On my house.
Really?
Yeah, because Archangel Jophiel is the, sometimes, you know, you just need to get outside.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just walk outside for a second and just breathe fresh air for 10 minutes, Archangel Jophiel's name means the beauty of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can call on Jophiel when you're feeling overwhelmed and you've got like so much stuff like swirling around in your head and, oh, how am I going to do this and how am I going to do that? And I've got so many things on my list and I got to get that done. And it just becomes this thing that's going above your head.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can call on Jophiel and you can just literally call on Jophiel and just take your hand and set the intention and call on God and just begin to clear that, clear it away.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go away, or just go outside.
Mm-hmm. Clear your mind, in other words.
Clear your mind. Mm-hmm. Ask for help in clearing your mind.
Right, but be receptive as well.
Yes, be receptive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And just to remind everybody, you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And this is the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And today my special guest is Tatiana. And she is a certified angel therapy practitioner, medium, author, and singer-songwriter. Now, one thing I want to know, when you do give a reading, do angels advise people on perhaps what path they should take in life, career path, something like this?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, if that is a huge issue for someone, that will be the first card that is pulled in the deck. Or
mm-hmm.
I'll see a card, because sometimes the card will say something on the bottom. It'll say, you know, leadership, and I'll look at the card and it'll have an image within the card that looks to me like you could be moving. Did you get a job offer in Florida? Because the card has an ocean on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so those pertinent things, those really important issues, that's one of the things that will come up. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Do people seek you out in specifically to find out about a career move or perhaps whether they should get married, something like this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you do advise them on major life decisions, not you per se, but the angels that are channeling through you. You will relay this information.
Mm-hmm. If it comes up in the cards, I will relay it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they ask me a question and I don't see it in the cards and I don't get an answer, I will not relay it.
Mm-hmm. Are the archangels, are they the premier angels? How would you describe them exactly?
Well, they are the angels that are of the angel realm in angelology. They're the one, they're of the realm that's closest, the densest, closest to us humans. The closer you get to God, the less dense, the more light the angel as you get closer to God. And so they, the angels, like the angels that we have with us at birth,
mm-hmm.
and the archangels are the closest to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're down here. They're literally our helpers, and they're waiting. You know, I always say on the wings of angels, they're waiting in the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really there to help us. They're really, really there to help us.
Mm-hmm. So, do you feel that archangels are somehow more powerful or more insightful than just a regular angel?
I don't know about that. I would just say that the connection is different.
Mm-hmm.
The connection is different.
In that, how is it different?
Well, I think that with your archangels, if they're helping you with your purpose here on Earth,
mm-hmm.
they can get messages from the angels that are higher up. you know, on the chain, so to speak, and then bring them down to you. I wouldn't necessarily say more powerful. I would just say different job, mm-hmm. different duty.
Mm-hmm. So each has their area of expertise, so to speak?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they all concentrate on different areas?
Yeah, they have their different tasks mm-hmm. and their different duties.
How many archangels are there?
Well, I think there are a lot of archangels, but there mm-hmm. are the main ones mm-hmm. that I work with.
Mm-hmm. So it just depends on the person. They may work with different archangels. It's really mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. not up to them, obviously. I mean, the angels are assigned to that person. Is that correct?
Well, no. I think that you can call on certain archangels to work with you. Mm-hmm. It's not, you can call on any one of them to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
If you invoke their name, they will eventually contact you?
Well, you can, for instance, in my workshops, we contact Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And I say a prayer, and we call on God. And we will ask in a meditation, Archangel Michael, what's holding me back from my spiritual purpose? Or whatever question it's usually a question like that that I'm guided to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And then the contact is made, and then you could write down what you get
mm-hmm.
from Archangel Michael. And you can do that. You can do that with other angels.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just listen. You can say a prayer and you can listen. Or you can ask to be for them to work with you at night when you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that when you wake up in the morning, hopefully you've received some type of guidance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you want to just keep the faith that you'll get the guidance.
Mm-hmm. So if you ask a question before you go to sleep, hopefully you'll wake up with an answer the next morning?
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Or maybe two or three mornings. I mean, it may not come to you right away, correct?
It may not come to you right away.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be a process.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that you're asking could be something that you need to spend time with and you need to work out, and that's part of the answer to the question.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't get an answer, does that indicate that you really don't need to know about the situation at that time?
Well, I don't really know.
Oh, really? I'm just saying that if you keep asking and asking and asking and you don't seem to get any response or help.
Oh, okay, I see.
You know, do you think that perhaps that's something that you're not supposed to know at this time for whatever reason?
Yes, and it could be the way that you're asking.
Mm-hmm. Meaning that you're not asking the right question?
Well, I want this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want. I mm-hmm. want this. When am I going to get this?
Mm-hmm.
When am I going to get this? This is what I want. When am I going to get this?
Right.
That's a different energy.
Right. Well, that's more of a demand than, you know,
just, right.
please help me. Yes, something like that. Right.
Well, maybe that's how I ask.
Maybe that's maybe that's why there's no results sometimes.
That's right.
Now, these workshops that you have, are they just one-day workshops?
Yeah, right usually? Now we're doing one-day workshops. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And is just one workshop enough to certify you as an angel practitioner or no?
Well, I don't certify. Doreen okay. Virtue certifies.
All right.
Yeah.
So you don't do that. Now, do you have some type of diploma showing that you...
No, but that's a good idea.
Well, you know, sometimes people like to see a diploma or some
yes.
type of proof that, you know, you've
we
really
are at Henry Ford.
Course. That's
yes.
right. Well, you know, a degree yes. helps, you know, sometimes anyway.
Well, the next workshop, it's called Angels 101.
Okay.
Actually, the second workshop. So that's probably a really good idea. I could have like a little diploma that says that you've completed Angels 101.
Right. people would be happy. You know, get a little paper.
It.
Yeah, right. Get some calligraphy on there and...
Yeah.
That'd be good to go. You know, make it real fancy.
Nice pen.
Yeah, right. Just really live it up. Now, is this your full-time job, just being an angel therapist practitioner?
Well, I sing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what you do primarily?
Well, it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah, they're balancing each other out. And there is a merging of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to be doing a lot of, like edgy rock performances.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to play in the clubs a lot. And,
yeah. A lot of wild music, was it?
Wild music, Good times.
Yeah, okay.
Well, good times.
What it's all about, right? Good times?
Yeah, so I'm trying to create those good times with, you know, in that healing energy, in that, mm-hmm. in that metaphysical energy.
Mm-hmm. Do you perform as a solo artist or with a group?
Yes, I perform as a solo artist. I have performed with a group. Mm-hmm. I just started performing solo, and I play along with actual live recorded studio tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So I can sound like I'm a whole band. So I've got all my tracks on my MP3 player, mm-hmm. and I play my keyboards along to my tracks.
Okay.
And sing my original tunes. And, mm-hmm. and some of the original tunes, like I have a tune called Angel, which I do in the clubs, and I have a tune called Soul, 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 which I do. So like the angel stuff is, that's what I meant about, you know, the coming together. Like, I'm actually doing those songs in my shows as well.
Mm-hmm. Is this something you hope to do, I guess, just sing about metaphysical type things eventually, period? Or do you want to do popular music as well as the songs that you've written about metaphysics and angels?
I think I'd like to do, I see myself doing both. I see myself doing both. I see myself doing the metaphysically oriented songs,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, like a lot of healing metaphysical music is really laid back, and mm-hmm. it's violins,
right.
and it's pianos, and you know, there's a joy and celebration, you know, like in the gospel church,
mm-hmm.
the energy that's in there, the joy and the love and the, you know, inspiration that can be brought along with
right.
the music, you know.
Right.
That's a party going on.
Right. It moves people's souls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It does make a difference. Right. So when you're out at the club, you don't really do a whole lot of songs related to metaphysics, do you?
Well, no. It's a little bit more. I do a lot of my own tunes that maybe aren't so metaphysically oriented. And mm-hmm. I also do some Alanis Morissette and Stevie Nicks. I call it the Mega Chicks.
The Mega Chicks.
The Mega Chicks, Lucinda Williams.
Well, that's
Williams.
One of you, right? You're a Mega Chick,
okay,
aren't
I'll
you?
Take it.
Okay. I'm sorry, Lucinda Williams, who else? Anybody else?
Lucinda Williams and Sheryl Crow and
oh, okay. All right.
Bonnie Raitt.
Mm-hmm. Right. Along those same lines, you do that type of music primarily?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Where do you perform your metaphysical music?
I perform my metaphysical music at my workshops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be performing. I perform some of the tunes that aren't like straight metaphysical. Like, I don't know if you remember that song, My Love is Alive by Gary Wright.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
If you really think about the words to that song, I mean, that's a, you know, a great, great tune, but it's really about connecting with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, depending how you interpret it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it rocks.
Well, that's the important thing, right?
Right.
It rocks?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Are you definitely a rocker, would you say?
I would say, yeah.
Really? Yeah. It's ingrained, is that it?
Okay. Can't help it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. But you also are an author. What have you mm-hmm. written?
I have a column now in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide mm-hmm. magazine. It's a monthly angel column.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also writing a book.
Mm-hmm. What's
and
the book about?
The book is called The Magical Garden. And right now it is, I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want to take the gas out of those sales.
Oh,
but
I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, but it's I've already put out the CD that goes with it, the Affirmations
okay.
from the Magical Garden Meditation CD, which
mm-hmm.
actually comes from that work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a story that has metaphysical teaching in it.
Okay, so it's going to have a life lesson in each song, is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Now, these songs that you get that are of a metaphysical bent, do they come to you? I mean, do you just channel these songs?
I think when anybody is writing, whether it's a pop song or a jazz song or a metaphysical song, you're channeling.
Mm-hmm.
You're channeling information.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider the music that you... and we have referred to as metaphysical, is that considered New Age music, perhaps?
Sometimes it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, but not always?
No. Well, not the kind of music that I like to play.
Okay. Right, compared to what you just mentioned, some
yes.
of the other artists that, you know, you copy or you, I don't know if you copy, but you do a lot of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting, too. Now, you've been doing music for, I don't know, how many years of your life would you say, all your life?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was harmonizing and singing at 5 years old.
Really? So you remember that distinctly?
Yes, my dad was a band leader. He's a professor of Romance and Germanic languages, but he was really musical.
Really?
Yeah.
So he helped to inspire you, didn't he?
Absolutely. He is a great accordion player. Just
really?
A great accordion player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's how you get inspiration from the people around you sometimes. You know, that's how you learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But usually people, if they know it's the right path for them, they know at a very early age, and they can remember, like you said, 5 years old or as a young child singing and maybe
yes.
dancing, whatever the case may be.
Yes.
You know, but they know right away.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew from a very, very early age that this is what you should be doing, entertaining people?
I can't not do it.
Okay.
You know,
otherwise,
I just
don't feel right?
I have to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in me.
You got the music in you. And
I've got the music in
that's
me.
That's it. It's got to get out somehow, right?
It's just, yeah, it's part of my path.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned some workshops and stuff coming up. You want to run those down?
Yeah, absolutely. Saturday, November 3rd, we have it's a Connecting with Your Angels workshop, and we're calling it Angels 101.
Mm-hmm.
It is Saturday, November 3rd at the City Grill in Grosse Pointe, Michigan, and it is from 12 until 5, and it includes a great lunch from the City Grill. They have excellent food there,
mm-hmm.
and that is $100, and I'm also going to be singing at the end of that,
mm-hmm.
and we will be doing meditations and exercises and contacting your angels, and it's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach people how to use cards, and it's just a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And the room is just filled with, mm-hmm. It's palpable. You can feel it. And if anybody wants to get a hold of me about that, they can go to my website, www.tatianaangelmusic.com, or they can go to contact@TatianaAngelMusic.com. And I also have a MySpace page. And the letters for the URL for that is myspace.com/Tatiana777.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed, too, you handed me a couple of CDs earlier. I mean, one is just with regular songs, but you also have a meditation CD out?
Yes. The meditation CD is called Affirmations from the Magical Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was commissioned. The angels were like, okay, when are you going to do that meditation CD? When are you going to do that meditation CD? Repetitious guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally did it. And that came out November of last year, and that's I don't drive when you listen to it, but you can get that at my CD. You can get that from my website,
mm-hmm.
and I also sell those at my events.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another workshop that I want to mention that I forgot.
Okay.
It's called the Angel Healing and Awareness Workshop in Petoskey, Michigan,
all
and
right.
that is Saturday, September 22nd at the mm-hmm. Sage Center in Petoskey. And if anybody wants to be a part of that wonderful workshop called Angel Healing and Awareness, the phone number is 231-348-3334. That's the Sage Center.
Mm-hmm. So you get around the state doing these workshops?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever travel out of the state to do this?
I haven't yet, but I'm willing to.
Yeah, if
especially
anybody out
south.
There, right? During the wintertime, especially, yeah. You're very open to that. Right?
Really, yes.
Well, maybe the angels can guide you, you know, when you should go down there, who knows. But you said you also do phone readings. People just call you up and ask you for a phone reading, and you can do that over the phone? It's not a problem?
No, it's, you know, in the beginning I thought I was kind of worried about it,
mm-hmm.
but really... And you set the intention and call on God and call on the angels, because the person that wants that reading, they want information.
Right.
You know, so the angels want it to work for you.
Mm-hmm. And right. They want to help you.
They want it. Yeah, mm-hmm. they want to make me clear, and they want that person to get what they need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I am not, my job is to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
And not worry about, oh, my God, can I do this? Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. My job is to stay open.
Right. And just let whatever comes to you through you, so you are a channel for angels. Is that how you would describe yourself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, with all that being said, I just want to say thank you for being here. Very interesting. I wish you the best in your musical career as well as anything you have to do with the angels and metaphysics. I hope it all works out for you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. And once again, thank you. It was great to have you. Hello and welcome back to the show called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and I want to remind you that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station that is making waves. Right now, I would like to thank my special guest for today, Tatiana, and she is a certified angel therapy practitioner, medium, author, and singer-songwriter. I want to thank her for being able to do the show today. I do appreciate it quite a bit. And as always, I do want to thank my producer, Kristen Risbeck, for helping me out as she does every month. I really appreciate all of her hard, hard work. And you can check out something that she's involved with now. It's called Behind the Scenes Magazine. It's a monthly magazine devoted to media and the arts. You can pick up a free edition of this magazine at finer establishments throughout the Metro Detroit area. So be sure to pick one up if you see it. It's a great, great magazine, especially if you're interested in media and the arts. And as always, it's time for the psychic calendar for this month. And starting on Sunday, September 16th, there will be a class on animal communication that will be held at Body Works. For more information, you may call 734-416-5200. And Wednesday, September 19th, there is going to be a woman's meditation circle. Again, this will be held at Body Works, and their telephone number is 734-416-5200. Coming up on Saturday, September 22nd, is going to be the workshop about finding and living your passion. This program will assist you in visioning, forgiveness, relationship building, prosperity, and more. That will be held from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. For more information, you may contact Christine at 248-505-0506. Also, if you're interested in the ancient art of face reading, there will be a class, and this will be on that day, Saturday, September 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can learn the meaning of every feature on a person's face. You can make quick and accurate personality assessments through a system scientifically validated to 92% accuracy. Wow, that's pretty good, 92%. Anyway, like I said, that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The course is $150, and that includes a photographic workbook. For more information, you may call 586-773-4230 or check out the website www.facereadingbylynn.com. And Lynn is spelled L-I-N. So, facereadingsbylynn.com. Also, on Saturday, September 22nd, will be a class that will help you get certified in Reiki 1 and Reiki 2. You can learn to use this powerful energy healing technique easily, and it's $250 for both courses. And for more information, you may call the Center for Healing Sciences in Plymouth. Their telephone number is 734-476-9555. Also, Saturday through Sunday, September 22nd and 23rd, will be the intensive weekend that is going to be held in Detroit. It is the Journey Intensive Weekend, and that is a step-by-step process to completely clear any long-standing physical or emotional issue. For more information, you may call 866-860-0900 or check out the website www.thejourney.com. Coming up on Tuesday, September 25th, you can develop your intuition. It is a 6-week course, and you can learn more about developing your psychic abilities. And also it helps in learning how to meditate. The class is held from 8 to 9:30 p.m. And for more information, you may call 248-542-1357 or check out the website www.eternalbalance.com/classes.html. Wow, that's a mouthful right there. But anyway, you can check that out if you're interested in developing your intuition. And coming up on Saturday, September 29th, will be the 45th Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival put on by Phenoma News. There's going to be a lot of different things going on. There's going to be psychics. There's going to be massage. There's going to be crystals and all types of great things. And that's going to be held from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Macomb Expo Center in Warren. For more information, you may call 248-569-3888 or visit www.phenomenews.com. And that's going to do it for the psychic events calendar for this upcoming month. And if you want a complete listing of all the events going on, just pick up an edition of Phenoma News, and they have a complete listing, like I said, of all the different events, not only the special events, but also weekly events as well. And it's just an excellent New Age magazine, so I highly recommend that you pick up an edition of Phenoma News. And right now, I'm going to close this particular edition of Metaphysically Speaking with something that I've read from time to time. And it's an Irish blessing, and this is how it goes. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. So, once again, I just want to thank everybody for listening to this edition of Metaphysically Speaking. We are on every third Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. We will be back next month on the 20th of October, so come back for that edition of Metaphysically Speaking. And with all that being said, I just want to say thank you for listening and have a great day.